Reports have been rife on the protest action by Steeptreet municipality workers, which resulted in the death of an employee and the injury of numerous others, allegedly at the hands of municipal officers' security guards. Now, the recent strike, which started last week, is one of many seen by the town in recent months. This afternoon, the Chamber, or should I say the Middelburg Chamber of Commerce and Industries, Gerrit van der Merwe, joins us to unpack the impact of the strike on local business. Gerrit, just to jump straight into the conversation, in your view, how has this ongoing protest affected businesses in Middelburg?
So thanks for having me. To answer your question, I think the biggest effect that it has had is a massive plummet in investor confidence and a consequent loss of income for the town. So we're seeing less and less investment. Some of our bigger companies are speaking of moving. We have already lost a large national company from town. So and small businesses are as usually hardest hit in a situation like this.
And before we actually talk about small businesses, I mean, it's not a secret that many businesses, if not all, are dependent on municipal services. How are businesses coping right now without access to these?
Well, I want to say that unfortunately, load shedding prepared us for a loss of electricity that we experienced. Mm. So I know in a lot of parts there has been power outages as a result of it. Some of it has been fixed, but unfortunately, most businesses at least are prepared for load shedding. Water and sewage, obviously, that's a totally different matter. Yeah. Very few businesses at least are prepared for that. But I must say, to date, that hasn't been affected. We haven't been affected that adversely, though we have been offline in terms of water for a couple of days. I want to say the businesses hit the hardest with those that are very dependent on water specifically, like in manufacturing plants. Another thing that's also a big, big pain for business is license offices being closed. So what's currently happening is every company that needs a driver, they need to apply for public driving permits, go to renew licenses. I want to say pretty much every resident of Middelburg knows the frustration there, but business also severely affected with that. So, once again, like you said, we're going to speak about that, but small businesses are suffering under it.
And talking about the struggle faced by small businesses, I mean, we've just come out of a pandemic and people don't like talking about it, but it does have a detrimental effect on the economy and businesses. In your view, will they survive after a prolonged strike? And in Middelburg, this is another prolonged strike that we've seen over the months.
Yeah, so that's a very sad situation. Small businesses are usually the most volatile in situations like these. So they are definitely the hardest hit. And to answer your question, some of them will undoubtedly fail due to the prolonged protest. There are quite a few businesses, and especially small businesses, that deal directly with municipality. And a lot of them are very dependent on the services that a municipality renders. And those businesses, if they have not closed yet, there is a big probability that they will close soon. I know, for example, businesses like your lawyers that typically work with the transport of properties, they can't submit it, so they can't get these transactions finalized and approved. Architects, for example, which also classify small businesses, they are typically very hard hit in situations like these where they can't do their business because services aren't being rendered by a municipality. And obviously, like you said, there are still some businesses struggling to recover from the pandemic period, and this is just hit upon hit for them.
And as the Chamber, are you possibly drafting a plan to assist local businesses to try and mitigate some of the possible job losses that we can see should this protest continue?
So, yeah, we've actually not really drafted a plan. We've already put some plans in action. We've already been engaging with many of the stakeholders and officials within the circles of the municipality to try and get this issue resolved. So we've been engaging with councillors, with political parties. We've engaged with the NEC. We've engaged with senior officials at the municipality, and we've attempted to mitigate a lot of what's been going on and mediate to get to a solution. But I must be honest with you, we've had very limited success, evidenced by the events transpiring the last couple of days, and especially last night. What's happened there is absolutely tragic. But what I can tell you is there's no giving up from a business point of view. We're definitely fighting this thing. We've been having meetings this week to try and re-strategize and get to new solutions, take new angles in terms of getting this problem resolved, because there's a massive divide between council and council workers at this stage. And we see that business can play a massive role in mediating that process. So to answer your question of, is there a plan in place, there's a continuous plan being formulated and reformulated and in a process and in an effort to get this issue resolved.
And you know, Gerrit, before you are business people, you are residents of Steve Chwete. And I would want to find out from you, do you sympathize with some of the issues that are being raised by the municipal workers?
Well, I think anyone with real knowledge of this issue will have to sympathize with the workers. Though you can never condone illegal action, especially if it leads to the death of people, you can never condone the actions that have been taken. But there is undoubtedly merit to the issues that were raised. So to answer your question, yes, there is sympathies from a business point of view. Like I say, we are also directly affected by exactly the same issues and then the ensuing problems due to the strikes.
Thank you so much, Gerrit, for joining us this afternoon. I think maybe we will be chatting in the near future just to get a sense of how things are developing that side.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the time.
And that was the Middelburg Chamber of Commerce and Industries, Gerrit van der Merwe, just giving us the sense of how business in the Steve Chwete municipality is dealing with the ongoing protest action. It is taking care of business on Rise FM.